Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Rosendahl.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Well, first, let me congratulate you. You're up for a nomination, like many of my team, for the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Award. So how can we vote and where can we vote?
I have been nominated, and we've been actually nominated in four categories. We've been nominated for acupuncture, alternative medicine, holistic health, and naturopathic services. Toronto Star Reader's Choice Award, so people can go to their website. It's thestar.com/Toronto RC. And we're actually in the category called health and wellness, beauty and fitness, I think. And they'll see my clinic name and there'll be something they can basically click on. And if they want to nominate us for all four categories, that's fine. It's one vote per email. And the voting is from September 14th and ends October 12th.
So I'd love members of my team to win. I know that Edmund Ivazian has been nominated, as has Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. TorontoStar.com/RC and the Reader's Choice Awards. And I think they close October 5th. So everyone has a week to support the members of From a Woman's Perspectives team. And as Dr. Rosendahl suggested, health and wellness, Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. So now let's talk about health. What are we talking about today?
Well, it's a good time of year, actually, to talk about something called intermittent fasting. So, you know, a lot of my patients this time of year, they want to get back onto a health regime after the summer, and they've asked me, you know, what is the best diet? So fasting is actually one of the oldest therapies in medicine. It's recognized for its ability to help heal and prevent disease. And actually, when it's done under proper guidance by a healthcare professional, intermittent fasting can actually lead to effective weight loss and long-term health benefits. And that's important because we really want to make a distinction between intermittent fasting and starvation. So starvation is depriving yourself of food, but it's also depriving yourself of essential nutrients. And that's not what we're looking at. We're actually looking at intermittent fasting to really help with some of the health benefits and help us lose weight. So fasting not only helps us live longer, it actually improves our overall health as well. Some studies have suggested that fasting can help with boosting our immune system, enhancing our physical performance, protecting our brain, protecting our cognitive function, reducing inflammatory disorders. And this is the one thing I actually see quite a bit with patients, is really reducing their inflammation in their body, slow progression of tumors, and actually protecting against cardiovascular disease. So simply put, you know, inside our cells, we have energy producing something called mitochondria that really change shape in relation to our body's energy demand. So over time, their ability to produce energy gradually declines, so eventually leading to age-related diseases. And fasting is often recommended as a way to promote healthy aging. Now, if patients are interested in fasting or intermittent fasting, I actually suggest doing it under the guidance of a naturopathic doctor to really identify if it's the right kind of program for you, because certainly people on medication, other dietary issues certainly need to be monitored for that. So if patients are interested, they can certainly give me a call.
And since you do a complimentary consultation to all my listeners from a woman's perspective, what's the number to reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001.
That's right.
And Dr. Rosendahl's website is on to my sponsor expert list on From a Woman's Perspectives website and my website, marilyns.ca. So lots of reasons to take action. Weight loss is possible. Intermittent fasting might be the way. Talk to Dr. Betty Rosendahl and find out if it's the right way for you. And again, the number, Dr. Rosendahl?
It's 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And I look forward to learning more next week, and we'll see if you win. I think the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Awards close on October the 5th, so we'll let you know. Thanks again, Dr. Betty, and talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.